A new exhibition in Prague's Karolina marks 50 years since the first Nobel Prize in the history of Czechoslovakia. Pár Kapek, or The Story of the Mercury Drop, remembers Jaroslav Hajovský, who received the honor in December 1959 for a new invention in the field of chemistry, polarography. Ruth Frankova has more.
Jaroslav Hajovský was the father of electroanalytical chemistry, but first of all the inventor of the polarographic method, an electromechanical technique of analyzing solutions that measures the current flowing between two electrodes in the solution, as well as the gradually increasing applied voltage, in order to determine the concentration of a solute and its nature. Jaroslav Hajovský was born in Prague in December 1890, and according to his son Michal, was interested in natural sciences from his early childhood.
In school, my father was interested in physics, mathematics, and astronomy. At that time, chemistry was not taught in schools. However, in 1944, Sir William Ramsay got a Nobel Prize for the discovery of rare gases, and that was a great encouragement for my father. At the age of 14, he had already decided to study physical chemistry, just like the Nobel Prize laureate.
Indeed, Jaroslav Hajovský went on to study chemistry under Sir William Ramsay at University College in London after first obtaining his degree at Charles University in Prague. During the First World War, he worked in a military hospital as a dispensing chemist and radiologist. When the war ended, he focused on the development of a new branch of electrochemistry. After his discovery of polarography, which dates back to 1922, he founded a polarographic school at Charles University, before later directing the Polarographic Institute at the Czechoslovak Academy of Sciences. In that way, Czechoslovakia became an international center for research in the new method, which found wide applications in fields such as medicine, food chemistry or environmental protection. Jaroslav Hajovský received the Nobel Prize more than 30 years after he made his discovery in 1959. When he went to pick up his prize, his family had to stay at home because the communist regime feared that he wouldn't come back. Michal Hajovský again.
We only saw the ceremony afterwards on a film our father brought back from Sweden. We heard it on the radio, but we couldn't watch it on television. We had to wait for our father to tell us what it was like, so we only celebrated afterwards when he came back.
The exhibition at Prague's Karolinum runs until the 18th of December.
Ruth Frankova reporting. The House of Rosenberg was